The Miracle Cure, a Monster Saga. Do you know the feeling? The adults are gone. You lay in the dark, and then you hear something. And then in no time, you are stiff as board and think, "A monster! Oh no, I will get eaten!" Because monsters are ugly, they list around and eat small children that have been put into bed. That is what we believe, at least. But is it proven? Do you know someone who has been eaten suddenly? No, you do not, right? But then, what do the monsters want? And why? Once upon a time, in Monsterland, there was a king and his wife. They lived at the monster castle and wore monster crowns. They had a little monster prince, and oh, he was so beautiful. He looked like garbage bin and smelled of mold. Like everyone knows, monster kids are naughty and happy. They jump out of their mother's body, all ready for trouble, but this monster kid did not say a thing. He was strangely quiet and relaxed, totally relaxed. And everyone whispered, "Oh, now what?" They shook him and shouted, all worried and pale, "We will give you everything you will point at. You just have to point." But the boy did not do anything. Oh, it was very bad. Then they went away for Monster Hospital. While Monster Mother and Monster Father were biting nails on each other, the Monster Doctor took the Monster Kid up and knocked him on the forehead. He weighed him, turned him, crushed him diagonally, and stuck a thermometer in its mini monster butt. "Oh, well," the doctor said, "he is very that little, plagued by a dangerous, quiet and calm bacillus. A very seldom illness with a seldom cure, which is not available here. We have to take a trip to the human's land." And everyone whispered, "Oh, now what?" A stretcher was built and the prince was laid in it. Then they traveled with servants and all of it through dark forests, over mountains and underwater. And finally they came to a city in human land. They walked through streets and people were terrified. They passed out in piles so the lower became flat. Lizards lost their tails and horses got a wind. While the monster bunch found a pharmacy and swarmed into it, everyone whispered, "Oh, now what?" A lady and a bold little gentleman were at the counter in chorus. "How can we help you?" While Monster King was thinking of what he should say, the door was kicked up and somebody said, "Police!" And then they stormed inside with uniforms and the entire gear. And Monster Mother and Monster Father confusedly explained, "You have to understand, we are here to buy medicine." The police did not understand them at all. All whispered, if they would not get caught, they had to escape. Then the king took his wife's hand and ran, with the servants and the stretcher with the ill prince. They jumped over hedges, ran on foot among tulips, and quickly hid behind a cloth lined with sheets, and ended at a small house where the king with a stroke opened the door, or actually the door fell off. And everyone whispered, "Now what?" Now something strange happened. Yes, almost a miracle. The little ill monster prince, that poor limp, moved a nostril against all odds. Then he woke up and whispered, "Oh my, what a smell!" And now when the little one is saying it, there was something in the air. It smelled amazingly, so they followed the smell. They ended in a room. Oh my God, it was so beautiful. It actually reminded a bit about their own monster castle. And everyone whispered, "Oh, what to do now?" There was a bitten apple on the floor, a mitten sausage food with the sausage downside, and crayons and bird feathers and gear lubricated in grease. They sniffed to everything, but it only smelled a little. But there was a bunch of socks beneath the bed. They were stiff and smelled that it could wake up dead to life. When the king held a handful under the monster prince's nose, the boy got red cheeks and looked much better. He rose and smiled, so everybody's hearts melted. And the king jumped so hard into the arms of his wife that she fell. The prince threw himself on the top of them, so they were in layer, with monster big monster smiles on the face of all three of them. Everybody yelled, "Woohoo! Now what?" Then they speeded towards their home. Underwater, over mountains, they took 17 stinky stocks along in reserve. It was good to have them, in case if the prince will get ill again. Actually, he never got that. He was cured. But at the castle there was a feast that lasted 8 days, and the chef cooked sock soup which everybody could taste. The monster people came in mass from far and near, enchanted by the wonderful smell of stinky feet. Yabba dabba do, now what? Everybody who drank that soup was getting better. You could feel it. The sad ones got a better mood and the weak ones got stronger. Scared cat got brave and a bad one got good. And mini monsters creaked and grew. The ladies became hideous and the men ugly. The children became horrible. Everything was just perfect. But unfortunately, nothing lasts forever. Neither happiness nor smell. And what do you think that happened when the last sock was used? Well, after all this happened in the 1418, the monsters had this idea of going on socks prowl in the night. And if you think this is a lie, then what is your explanation on those socks that disappear out in the blue?